Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about multi-generational living.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're talking a little bit about who the buyers are out there. There are 20% less homes this month than there were last year at this time. And it's crazy because last year it was 35% down. So we are at a 50% swing in 2 years for inventory challenges.
Now that puts a real strain on buyers, those that are qualified to buy, those that are interested in buying, and those that are motivated to buy. What are they doing?
Well, I've seen an interesting trend most recently, and that's multi-generational living. That is putting families together. Either the younger come into the older's house or the older comes into the younger's house to get support for aging.
Now, I've also seen a trend that duplexes are no longer being acquired by investors. They're being acquired by owner-occupants who occupy one side, and then it's questionable what they do with the other side, whether they move in that second generation or whether they rent the thing out.
Well, I just went and viewed a home that I'm going to be selling. It's actually a duplex with over 6,000 square feet. It is an executive living two-generation build that will never be investment real estate, but it is a duplex.
Wow.
Yeah, that opportunity is coming up. So let me know if you want to see high-end on 2 acres, a duplex that would be ideal because one side is all one level. The other side is built for a family, built for speed. When they built this property, they built it for two senior parents, and then they had 3 kids at home. So it was a busy house.
Gee, 6,000 square feet. You think you'd be able to handle that, Marcia?
I think I can take it on.
Yeah,
exactly. I'm all for that. But it's about understanding multi-generational. A listing I have right now was just purchased by some folks who had a common fence to that backyard. So the parents are going to be staying there where they are now, and the first-time buyers are moving in with 2 young children, and they're going to put the back fence with a good gate for them to work together and raising those kids.
Yeah, that makes sense. Wow, that'd be fantastic. You do have that separation so that there could be a modicum of privacy.
That's right. It's different scales. I also have someone who's retired recently, and he's looking to land here from New Mexico. He's buying land so that he can build for his mother on the property as well, and then that property is adjacent to sister. So family reuniting, I think the statistics are going up.
That's an interesting concept. It's certainly one that has a great degree of validity.
And it takes a lot of work to dig around and find that type of scenario easily. Through Zillow, it's not easy, so call your favorite realtor for that. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.